Good morning. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. It's Monday. Time to get the kids back to school. The break is over with. This will be the first day of school. I know you're probably happy to be back getting those kids out of the house. And also happy to have you back here with me at the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Look like the Saints are ants again. Seems like they didn't make it, lost to the Vikings. And I'm not really a sports guy, but I'm just like breaking that up just to break the ice in conversation. Also, I watched Power last night or yesterday. It was ass. It was ass. If Ghost is dead, we don't need, they should take the shit off. I mean, watching Dre, the whole show is about Ghost. If he's dead, there's no show. There's no reason to drag that shit out. And I'm about to watch everybody who, I don't even care who shot Ghost no more. I don't care. I just know he's dead. And I was watching the show, and I thought I had seen that episode before. So I was like, yo, is this a new episode? Is this a new episode? And it was the new episode. And it was pretty horrible, to say the least. Wasn't really into it. I fell asleep on it like 3 times. I don't even know what the fuck happened. I just know they set Dre's ass on fire. But it's over. I don't think it's a reason to drag this shit out anymore. I think they should let it go. The writing, you know, since I've been watching Shameless, that shit is just so good, man. When you go from Shameless to Power, it's like you're going from watching like Michael Jordan play to some like weaker NBA player. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. The writing, the acting. It's a lot of shit that stands out with that. So they need to get over it and let it go, man. Things are still brewing in Iraq, too. Donald Trump is talking about what he's going to do to Iraq with sanctions and shit like this. I don't think we're going to go to a war, though. I don't think we're going to go all out World War III. We'll probably just go over there and do what we've been doing in the Middle East, because I don't think China and Russia is going to come to their aid, which would be good for them to do, because if they came to the aid, I'm guessing they'll collapse the world economy. So they're not going to do it. They'll probably provide them some financing, but I don't think they're going to come to the aid and just make the U.S. do something. I don't understand why he killed that man. And I also feel sorry, too, for the troops that are having to go over there to fight, because this is ridiculous. I mean, it's definitely, to me, a ploy for him to get 4 more years into the White House. And this is typically in the Republican, all Republicans go to war. You know, we do 8 years of Republicans and 8 years of Democrats. We'll swing back to Democrats after Trump gets reelected for 4 more years. But they typically go to war. So, you know, it is what it is. Shit, I don't know what's going on. I had to work yesterday. I was by myself working with all them people. But I'm not about to sit here and complain about that. So, you know what? That's going to wrap up today's episode. Appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I'm going to see you tomorrow. So right now we are on 6 consecutive days. Some episodes are going to be a lot shorter than others. I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And also, too, what else is going on? I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, the only shit that's newsworthy that's going on, I saw some shit with the Golden Globes, but I don't even think people are even watching award shows anymore in 2020. It's like, for what? Who gives a fuck about a Golden Globe or an Oscar? Like, it's bullshit. So, anyway, I'm going to keep you on that note, and I'm going to wrap up. So thank you for tuning in to the show, and I will see you tomorrow.